You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Our scripture text today comes from the epistle of 1 John. 1 John is this little epistle of 5 chapters that's written to this group of Christians at the end of the 1st century, beginning of 2nd century, somewhere in there, who are struggling to figure out how do they live integrated whole selves that are oriented around their faith and their faith community while the world is being pulled apart, while their lives are in such disarray. And friends, that's you and me all the way out here in the 21st century. So hear these words of 1 John as if they're written to you. 1 John chapter 3, starting in verse 16. We know love by this. Do you hear that? We know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods, the world's wealth, sees a brother and sister in need, and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or big grand speeches, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our own hearts before God, whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from God whatever we ask because we obey God's commandments and do what pleases God. And by this, and this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. All who obey God's commandments abide in God, and God abides in them. And by this, we know that God abides in us by the Spirit that God gives us. Friends, there our scripture text ends. Let's consider how we apply these words to our lives, in our hearts, in our souls, right now. No more graves. What does it mean to live in the Eastertide? What does it mean to live in the resurrection? What does it mean to consider that there are no more graves, that Christ is risen, and so also you and I are as well, that all of the many hardships and difficulties that we live with and live into do not get the final word. 2 weeks ago, Dani Hillier was our guest preacher, and she kicked off this series with a sermon called No More Scarcity. What does it mean to live in abundance? What does it mean to live with enough? What does it mean to live with more than enough, that God has given us all the love and grace inside of us that we get to give out to our world? Last week, Pastor Dave preached about no more fear and how, oh, friends, our storylines are oriented around fear and anxiety and all these things that we worry about. What does it mean to not have to fear anymore, but instead to live with courage, with bravery, with boldness, knowing that we are going to be okay? Today's sermon is no more holding back. No more holding back, because let's be honest, you and I, we're holding back. We are holding back our full selves, our true selves, our real selves, our deeper selves. We hold all of that back from the world because we're scared, because of our anxiety, because of our stress, because it's asking a lot, because our armor is up, because we have particular facades that we put on. We have masks that we've created for ourselves to make sure that no one sees the real, authentic, true self that God created and molded for you and for me. We hold back. I want you to think about that for a moment, because The theme in 1 John that starts in chapter 1 is this deep sense that Christ, the eternal Jesus Christ, is one that we can see, that we can hear, that we can touch, very enfleshed, incarnated, real, true. And that if we are living in the light, meaning if we are living in God's light, God's bright, shining light, then there can be no more lies, there can be no more deceit, because, well, it can't be hidden. The light is shining on us. So to walk in that light means that we are going to live this deep sense of authenticity, this deep sense of honesty, this deep sense of vulnerability, our whole, true, deep, and complete self that's integrated instead of fragmented. You know what I mean? Ah, you do know what I mean, because you are like me. Most of the times, we are walking around in the fragmented self. We give a piece of ourselves to the world, often amplified, often megafied in some way, shape, or form, and we allow the world to see this one aspect of ourselves that in some ways is truly false. Even though that part is true, it's so magnified that it becomes a lie. And truly, we're walking in darkness rather than the light, because we're holding back the full self, the real self, the self that we're afraid that someone else may hurt. And let's be honest, that's why you and I do hold back the full self, because we have been wounded. We have been hurt. We have those places of pain. We can look down and see those scars. Oftentimes see the open wound, see the blood pouring out. And go, there's no way I can offer my whole self, my real self, my vulnerable self to anyone. Oftentimes we get to the point where we can't even see our own selves that way in the mirror. That we like that little piece that we project out to the world. But we also know that that facade is full of cracks, that that mask is wasting away, that that armor has vulnerabilities in it. So we can't come face to face with our real self. And so we hold back and we narrow in. And we're kind of scrunched over and we don't stand tall. And we become mere robots of our true self, kind of going through the mechanics of life, going through our days, just trying to get through them. And particularly over the past year of pandemic, friends, you and I have done that so many times. And what happens is that we can look around a world that is in need. We can look around and hear a story and go, wow, that person needs me. But because we've been holding back and living so small for so long, friends, we can only give lip service to love. Do you hear that? When we are not our whole selves, we can only give lip service to love. We can only do it in word, in speech, and rather than deed and action, because we don't have anything to give at that point. We've been holding back for so long that there's really nothing to offer, because that makes me rise up. It makes me open myself. It makes the armor fall off. And I just don't think I have the boldness or courage to do that. And so when we hear the needs of a place like New Genesis, when we hear the needs of a place like IFCS or Love Inc., I want to do something, but I just can't. I don't even have enough self-care in my own life to really open up and be me. And so I hold back. I hold back and give lip service to the person I want to be. I give lip service to the love that I want to give. I give lip service to generosity and how it's going to transform the world. But instead, I'm holding tight in a whisper of my real, full, loud, bold, courageous self that God created and put here for a purpose intentionally at this time, at this place, to be the person who brings that kind of authenticity and whole self to the world. See, friends, when we begin to live out and not hold back, when we begin to bring our whole self, the authentic self, the integrated self, the comprehensive self to life, to others, when we begin to say, this is who I am, friends, it allows us to be bold because now we're honest. There is no facade out there that I'm constantly having to narrate around. There's no more armor that I have to worry about. This is who I am. And when I get to be me, friends, there's energy. There's energy. I get to run. I get to jump. I get to leap. I get to dance. I get to soar on the winds. I get to fly. Friends, because now I'm the me that God created and put here on this earth. And when I'm in that mode, friends, there's no need out there that I can't meet. There's no sense that I hear something and go, I don't have the energy for that. I go, let me at it. I want to come alongside of that person. I want to do something about that problem. I'm here to help. I'm here to assist. I'm here to serve. I'm here to lead. I don't have to hold back anymore. I can be fully in. I can jump in with both feet and be right there. And friends, it's not going to knock me down because I am now me, the me that God put here, the me that God wants to see fully opened up. Even the messy me. Even the chaotic me, even the frenzied me, even the frail me, because when I get to be all of that, I don't have to hold back anything. There's nothing to hold back anymore. There's nothing to keep hidden. There's nothing to stay in the darkness. Now I'm living in the light of Jesus Christ, out in the world, fully exposed, fully myself, and I have got nothing to lose. And since I have nothing to lose and there's no more scarcity, then I have nothing more to fear. And because there's nothing more to fear, there's nothing more to hold back. And because there's nothing more to hold back, friends, I can be my full-on, generous, talented, God-gifted human being that God has placed here in the world right now at this time, at this place, to do something transformative. Do you hear me? Do you hear me today? That's what God wants for you, to no longer hold back, but instead to be able to give your whole life. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother and sister in need and yet refuses to help? Do you hear all of that, friends? The message of 1 John is that you and I can love the way that God loved us, that we can give away our lives just as God did for us, that we can see the need and not refuse because we are now our whole selves. We have nothing to lose, and we can be all in. We can jump in with both feet and be there for somebody else. Friends, this is the opportunity you and I have right now to come clean, to be ourselves, to open up, to throw our arms open and say, I'm here, I'm arrived, let's do this thing. Let's do something about the problems that we see in the world. Let's do something about that difficulty that I see right over there. Let me come alongside of this human being who's clearly hurting. Let me do something because, friends, I'm all in. Will you live out this message from 1 John today? How will you do it if you will? Who's that person? What's that situation? What's that problem? Where's the need? We have several right here at Grace that we can talk about. Today in this Mission Sunday, I want you to focus in on New Genesis. It's the men's shelter that we partner together with Central Presbyterian and St. James and Arvada and several other churches and many people here in Denver Presbytery to help men who find themselves in dire straits and to provide them a home, to help them get back on their feet, to help them get a job. We provide meals for them on the regular. We are providing cookies and desserts for them on almost every single week right now. Today, we're celebrating the fact that you all have been bringing in goods and supplies and things for the pantry there at New Genesis that you know that were needed, that we gave you 2 weeks ago on that list that you've been bringing those bags in. Today, we got people all over our congregation who are literally knotting together blankets for Project Linus. You know Linus, that character in Charlie Brown who's always carrying around his blanket? There's a whole project named after that where you literally knot together blankets for people who need that. Often people who are homeless, often little children who don't have a blanket to call their own. Often someone out there who did have a blanket at one point and now no longer does. We can meet that need if we don't hold back. We can meet that need if we can be all in. We can meet that need, friends, if we come together as Grace Presbyterian Church, lean on one another, come alongside of one another, be there for one another, because let's be honest, I'm not always my whole self. I'm not always all in. I'm not always flying and soaring on the wind. Instead, most of the time, I'm like this, drooped over, no energy, feeling the weight of life. But because of people like you out there who lift me up, who allow me to be me, I don't have to hold back. And that energy comes. That true sense of mission and purpose and significance is restored. And friends, I begin to walk in the light. I begin to run in the light. I begin to leap in the light. I begin to dance in the light. And then I can give my life away. How will you do it this week? Amen.